Welcome to the Pharaoh's Law Podcast, featuring an attorney's view of the world, at least the part relating to estate planning, business law, and things like that. We also talk about stuff outside of the legal world. Let's face it, attorneys see things differently, for better or worse. So listen, and maybe you'll learn something. Listeners should beware of sarcasm and attempted humor.
Hello, and welcome to the first episode of the Pharaoh's Law Podcast. It's my understanding from listening to many podcasts over the years that the unwritten rule, if not the requirement of the first episode, is to give some sort of introduction to the podcast, the who, what, and why, if you will. First, the who. My name is Ryan Jensen, and I'm an attorney, but that probably doesn't tell you all that much about me. I was born and raised in northern Utah. I come from a family of six children and two wonderful parents. My father was an engineering professor and a rocket scientist, and my mother, for the most part, was a stay-at-home mom. I'm not trying to make any commentary on working mothers, just give a little bit of my background and my perspective. It was very clear by the time I was a freshman in high school that I did not have my father's acumen for math and sciences. And then, by the time I was a poli-sci major at Utah State University with a minor in Russian, it was even more clear that my future was in the humanities. During that time, as a poli-sci major, I spent a lot of time in the courtroom of a local state court judge. I spent a lot of time listening to this judge and watching him, watching his skill, his wisdom, his legal acumen. I also listened to him talk often about the, quote, nobility of the legal profession and the history and contributions of such great lawyers as Sir Thomas More, John Adams, Alexander Hamilton, Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, and many others who laid the foundation of our government and our society. I eventually was convinced that law was my future, at least my future profession, and set my sights on law school. I was accepted to the J. Reuben Clark Law School at Brigham Young University. I was also married a week or so before starting law school. And today, thankfully, much credit to my angel wife, I'm still married, and we have three children, two boys and one daughter. To fast forward several years, in July of 2010, our youngest child, that aforementioned daughter, was born. We had been living and working in downtown Chicago for most of the prior decade, and it was a great experience, excellent training, but I spent far too much time at work and traveling for business, and so the birth of our daughter in 2010 coincided with the 10th birthday of our oldest, my son, and I realized, well, this was something of a midlife crisis for me, and I realized that I, again, had missed far too much of my oldest childhood. And realized also that I didn't want to make the same mistake with our middle son or our youngest child's formative years. Having survived the crash of the financial markets and the resultant mass layoffs of law firms, as well as businesses in 2008 and 2009, the, quote, logical thing would have been for me to find a way simply to improve work-life balance and stay put. By then, I was working at a firm called Sidley Austin in Chicago. Again, the logical thing probably would have been to just stay there. The logical thing, at least professionally. However, with no small amount of lost sleep, analysis, reanalysis, changes in my mind, and repeat of all those things, I finally determined it was time to leave Chicago. This was not a wise move professionally, but it was the right thing, especially the right thing for our family. While in Chicago, first at Kirkland and then at Sidley, I received some of the very best legal training available. For example, 8 months after graduating from law school, I was making arguments before the federal court in Delaware. And there are just not that many young attorneys, certainly not that many attorneys 8 months out of law school who get such a chance. So why bring those things up? Why talk about Chicago? Well, I'll talk more about it later, undoubtedly, many times. But the point here is that the contrasting experience between working at two mega firms, both at the time I was there had over 2,000 attorneys each, working on multinational multi-billion-dollar transactions many times, and then contrasted with when we decided to leave Chicago and we moved back home to Utah, I opened up my own firm, as it were, put out my shingle, and for the last few years have been a one-man shop. That's a rather unique combination of professional experience. But for purposes of this podcast, I've really seen the broad spectrum of the law practice, from this as small can be to as large and as complex as possible. I've worked on multi-billion dollar transactions. As mentioned, I've also worked for Ma and Pa on transactions or matters involving just hundreds of dollars. And again, that contrast, I believe, gives me a unique perspective and experience as an attorney. So that's the who. The what. Most importantly, this podcast is not intended to be specific legal advice for anyone. And while that may seem rather no-duh-ish, it's an important point to make. This is hopefully interesting and helpful information, but it does not take the place of having an attorney of your own to help you with your particular situation. In short, it is not legal advice for you. Finally, the why. Well, that's a great question. It's one that I thought much about. I mean, we all know there's no shortage of podcasts, and we'll see where this goes. But from what I can see, there aren't a whole lot of podcasts done by attorneys. And let's face it, attorneys just think differently. They're different animals. In many respects, and I hope we most respects, that difference is useful and beneficial. And so as I give some perspective on different subjects, most law-related, hopefully that perspective will be useful and beneficial. As part of the why also, it's my belief that in today's world of Google and other internet resources, coupled with the fact that attorneys are often expensive, let's face it, the result is that many people have chosen the self-help, do-it-yourself model with many of their legal questions and issues. And there's nothing wrong with that per se, but it also leads to a lot of problems, both now and down the road, when people fail to get competent information with the legal issues they're facing. So hopefully somewhere in this podcast, there'll be some information that will help people, that will be of interest, and that will do a little bit to restore the good name of attorneys in our society. Because let's face it, as a group, attorneys don't have a great reputation for being helpful, certainly not for being interesting or for being very funny. And on that last point, I like to think of myself as both interesting and funny on occasion. So if you listen now or later and you hear sarcasm and attempted humor, please don't be offended. Take it as it is intended and enjoy. Okay, that's it for now. Thanks for listening.